Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight. We're talking Rock Ridge athletics. We're talking Rock Ridge activities. We're talking everything. This is like the definition of student athlete. This is senior Fran Letts, and I want to, before I open up the mic and let Fran talk, these are the things that this young lady's involved in. National Honor Society, Student Council, Rock Ridge Bands and Choirs, Marching Band and Show Choir, Volleyball, Basketball, Track, I'm not done yet, people, Living Lands and Waters, the Riverbend Food Bank, Toys for Tots, the Milan Christian Food Pantry. Fran Letts, is that you? You do all that stuff? How in the world do you do all that stuff? Good citizen.
I'm not really sure. I have a lot of good time management skills.
Well, and that's the true definition of student-athlete, isn't it? That means something when, I know it sounds hollow when we say student-athlete a lot of times, but when I say student-athlete and Fran Letts, I'm speaking the truth. Why are you interested in all that stuff, and how do you make it work?
I'm interested in all of it just because I've always done that, and I didn't want to give anything up when I got to high school, so I just kind of went with it. I just balance it really well. I have really good friends and family that support me in everything I do.
Plus, you've been named the Milan Area Rotary Club Student of the Month, so you could add that to your resume, too. So do you prefer one over the other? Because I see you're involved in music, you're involved in the three sports as well. And then outside of the school, we talk about the Living Lands and Waters, the Riverbend Food Bank, Toys for Tots, and Milan Christian Food Pantry. But within the school, you know, apparently the arts are very important to you in addition to playing sports.
So band is something that I've been involved in since junior high, and I wasn't really planning on doing it in high school, and then my band director convinced me, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made, because through the music department I have made so many great friends. All my best friends are in the music department with me, and this year I tried out for show choir, and I absolutely love it. So that was something that I was really wanting to do all of high school and just never did, and my senior year I just went for it and made it, and I really, really love it. Sports, I don't know, those are really important to me. I think I like basketball the best. The team is just really like a family. I know that's cliche to say, but really we are just a family during basketball season, and I've got two great coaches. I just really love everything that I do.
Well, and that's great to hear about basketball and your love of the game. I know in terms of wins and losses, there have been many more losses than wins, but to hear you say, yes. but there's things to be said about competition, right? It's more
right.
That you can prove that it's more than winning and losing. It's do I like playing the game? And that's what it boils down to for a lot of people. Do you get enjoyment from that activity? And I assume the answer with basketball is yes.
And I think I speak for everyone on the basketball team this year when we say that we truly, sincerely love playing basketball together. And last year, like you said, our record was not great by any means, but we all just came to practice every single day, loved the game, loved each other. It was a really great season last year. Wins and losses, not so much, but bonding and enjoying the sport, it really was.
All right, so a middle hitter on the volleyball team. The Rockets having a pretty good volleyball year, aren't they? What's been going on there?
We really, this year, have all been super motivated, and we're really gelling together. Everyone on the team plays a specific role, and every single person is important to our team. And I think that's what's really helped us, is that we're all really motivated and think that we can really do well this year.
Yeah, and you put together, I know, a nice record. I know, I think, a loss to Orion, who's the team to beat always in the conference, and then Riverdale's pretty good, I see, too. So I think you have some rematches down the road. I see from the press release, you've already been accepted and will attend Colorado State University. And I think it's kind of an interesting backstory for you. You already know what you want to do in this world. The segue to that is, I think some of that you're getting experience with Living Lands and Waters. So,
yes.
So explain what you want to do and why you're going to Colorado State.
Okay, so I would like to be a sustainability specialist who focuses on making sure that buildings and campuses are eco-friendly and make sure that everyone is using all the resources we have and not being wasteful. And I feel like I did get into that with Living Lands and Waters, being around and seeing like what people can do and change and help the environment so much. I think that Living Lands and Waters definitely did help me find that love of, you know, I don't know, just technically saving the planet.
Yeah, that's right. There's nothing wrong with wanting to save the planet. So that's great. And for people that don't know Living Lands and Waters, I think most people do realize, I mean, that's the Chad Pragracki group that basically has cleaned up the Mississippi River. So what are some of the things you've done with that group?
Every year we do the extreme cleanup where you go to a certain site and pick up trash by the river for a couple hours, and then at the end of the day you bag it, you see all the trash that you've collected, and it's insane amounts. And then also every year I participate in the Million Trees Project, where you go to a warehouse and you can wrap trees and get them sent out. So he's got a big tree project where every year he makes sure that a bunch of trees go out to local places and businesses.
Yeah, I know one of the strangest interviews I've ever completed here. I remember I was talking to some Living Lands and Waters representative, and I said, what's the weirdest thing that you ever have taken out of the river? And the person says, "Are you you want just one thing? There's some weird stuff people throw in the Mississippi River,
yes.
which is kind of unfortunate. But I won't ask you that question. What about some of the other activities you want to elaborate a little bit on? Riverbend Food Bank stuff, or Toys for Tots, or the Milan Christian Food Pantry?
Toys for Tots is something that I've been involved with for a long time, and my mom has always gotten us, my sister and I, to do a lot of volunteer work whenever we can. So Toys for Tots we do every fall, November, it's around November. We go and you basically pack bags, pack toys for the kids that apply for the Toys for Tots program, and for a couple hours. We do it usually once or twice a year to just go and help out the Toys for Tots program. That's a lot of fun.
Well, I'm going to let you go because you do so much stuff. You probably have 17 other things you need to get accomplished today. But I always like to highlight, man, young people that do great things. And Fran Letts is one of those over at Rock Ridge. I know a lot of times we focus on sports, but, man, other activities. You know, not only we say student, I'm not only going to say athlete, but I'm going to say citizen, Fran Letts, too. So nice going with all that stuff. Keep up the good work and really enjoy your senior year, I know, because it flies by.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, Fran Letts with us on WRMJ.